Tom, the world is filled with different signs. I mean, we have our road safety, hazard signs, you know, electrical ones, things like that. And they're all pretty normal, right?
Yeah.
Most are pretty standard. But then there's a few where you think, why is that there? Someone would have had to do something very specific for someone to have to put a sign there for probably legal reasons.
Right, okay.
And one of these, I was walking down Ebenezer Place, and there's one there that says no roller skating.
Yeah.
And you do think, who zoomed down there on roller skates back in the day, caused havoc amongst the restaurants to the point where they had to put up a sign?
See, because of me, now they have a warning.
Look, mate, I know it's a Friday morning. I know we usually, you know, get a little silly on a Friday, put out some stupid things, right? But what are you asking here? What do you want to know?
I want to know if anyone has a sign put out there specifically because of them, a weird sign. There's so many.
I don't think there's anyone out there.
You don't think there's anybody?
No.
I think there's so... There would be
like
people
I said,
out there.
I know we get a little silly on a Friday,
There's specific signs out there, though, that are so unusual that it would have to come down from someone's specific actions. There was a restaurant I went to or a bar recently. It literally said no PDA labeled on the wall.
No PDA.
No public display of affection. So obviously, someone's gone there, chapped up, macked on with their girlfriend.
That could just be a preference of the chef for the owner.
But I'm sure they would have had to have seen it to really think, geez, I should probably print out a metal sign and install it on the wall and go through that effort. It must happens so regularly that they would have to do such a thing.
I don't know, mate. I don't see anybody texting in for this, but we will open up the text line, I guess. What are we asking? Are you the reason there's a sign?
Yeah, but are you the reason there's a sign out there, a specific sign just for you? Someone said on the text line here, I'm always so confused by the sign in public toilets that shows you how to use the toilet. Mm. I've just been that guy standing on top of the seat squatting when I've had a few too many silly waters. Odd one to text in.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Another text in here. A nursing home has a don't let this specific dog in the home with a picture of this chihuahua because it bit a resident.
Wow, wanted.
That's more like a bounty.
Yeah. There's a little reward, a cash reward.
Hey, we've got Jaden from Virginia on the line. Jaden, good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, boys. Good. Yourselves?
Very good.
Very well, thank you. Now, Jaden, are you the reason there's a sign put up somewhere?
Yeah, I'm quite confident, lad.
What? Where is it? What's the sign?
Oh, a little pub on Riley, mate. They used to do $20 cocktail jugs.
Right, yeah.
So before the footy on a Friday, me and the boys go in there, have a few frees, and one particular night we were told off multiple times about drinking straight from the jug itself and told to use cups, but who's got time for that when they're $20? So... continue down about the jug, and next week we go there and there's the signs put up with a big cross through the jug saying no drinking out of them. So that was that over.
Okay, so have you thought about taking the sign as a souvenir by any chance?
Not yet.
Yeah, it's gotta work out your plan of attack. Sit down, have a few butter beers and work out the plan.
Good on you, Jaden.
They probably
mate.
Jacked the prices up too because of that, because they're no longer $20
anymore.
Oh,
thanks a lot, Jaden.
So.
You really screwed us.
I wouldn't be saying that, mate. Of course, remember to drink responsibly, of course. Jeez. The little pub. That could be absolutely anyone why that sign's
I feel like
up.
That could be anyone on that one given night if it's before the footy. Yeah. We got George and Freeling. Tell us, are you the reason a sign has been put up?
Morning, legends. Yes, absolutely I am.
Oh, God. What sign? Where is it? What are we talking?
So at my local in the beer garden, there's a sign that says no standing on the tables or dancing on the tables.
Yeah, right. What did you get up to, George?
Well, we had a band on out in the beer garden, so obviously I thought I'd go down and have a few responsible naughty waters. Started enjoying myself, jumped up on the table, bit of a dance, you know, everyone thought it was hilarious,
yeah.
So did I.
Life of the party.
And yeah, ended up coming off the edge and down. I was fine, but I had to, you know, quickly get up and do the, I'm fine, I'm okay.
Yep.
You know, and even the singer of the band started laughing, and then he's like, is that guy okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
That's not
really
good
embarrassing.
It's not good when the singer's projection, when his concern is projected through the microphone. Now, George, is it still your local pub or is it now the distant pub? Is there a bit of a band? Have you gone back?
Oh, no, no, they know me well. So, yeah, definitely my local. And, yeah, they the sign gets brought up quite often.
Good on you, George. Thanks for getting involved, mate. We appreciate it. Once again, drink responsibly.